So let's continue where we left off in Tanaz Elio. As we said last week, that it would be a tremendous chus for us to be able to learn the Torah of Elio Navi, which again, in previous generations, was considered to be one of the premier Musar Sfarim, Chassidish Sfarim, was learned by all the great Rebbes, especially Rabbanim from Pshisla, and Rav Nali Ravshitzer, and many other tzaddikim who held it to be very special, which of course it is. So he begins here in Perek Aleph in Simin Beis. He writes, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Blessed is he, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shamakir Baroish, that he sees from the beginning, Mashiach Basayf, that he knows everything which will happen. U'magim Mereishis Acharis, Yekedem Asher Nasa, before things happen, he's able to foretell what will be. And he knows what will be in the future. And although he could see everything, he only sees the good, and he doesn't see the bad. Hashem is very rich, very wealthy, and he's happy with his portion. And with his chachma, with his tfuna, he created the world, v'hichina, and prepared it. And after he prepared it, v'achar kach bara b'ha'adam, he wanted Adam to be created in a world which is pre-prepared. V'hishlichai lefanav, which the Mefarshim explain means that he gave him bechira. V'medaktik atzayif kol adayoris v'tzafesh atadayis v'maksifos, and he sees to the ends of generations, and he saw from the beginning that he would do chataim. And Hashem said, if I hold on to old averis of the world, of mankind, then the world won't be able to stand. Hashem says, I have to get into the business of forgiving. And that's exactly what happened. Where do you see that from? We're in the midbar, and we did averis there. Amad lahavir as kol hasha'asu. Hashem stood up and he was ready to forgive and to throw away everything wrong which they had done. As the pasuk says, Vayavir Hashem upon a vayikra. Al tikri vayavur ele vayavir. Not just that Hashem passed before Moshe, but vayavir means that he pushed away. Malamed shehevir kol ra'asa mineged pana. That all of the wrongdoings which Klai Yisrael had done in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to see it. Tehila l'chach shu'kach, and I'll prove it to you also another time. Mordechai b'sha shedibra imo Esther shalok ha'hagen. Mordechai, when Esther said something which was inappropriate, chatzaf alah, he got upset at her. Ve'ilu hinat dvarim, what did she say shedibra shalok ha'hagen? Go through the Megillah, doesn't seem like Esther said anything inappropriate. No, she did. She'amra, v'ani l'ni kreisi lavoy el ha'melech. She said that I wasn't called to go to the Melech. Mordechai told her, it's time for you to go in. She says, no, I can't go in. I wasn't called to go in. And then he says to her, Eishela ki machareish tacharishi, that if you stay silent now and you don't go in, then everything is on your head. Okay, shechazra v'dibrei ma'i kahoygen, choylu dvareha. And then when she thought about this, and she was moda, and she spoke once again to Mordechai, she corrected herself. Again, this is what she said. She accepted what he said, and she rallied Klal Yisrael and Tshuva. Did Mordechai hold it against her that she spoke inappropriately to him? He was the God of Lador. And instead of having emuna in the words of the tzaddik, Mordechai felt that she didn't want to put herself in a sakana for a moment, and then he said what he needed to say, and then she collected herself and she was ready to do what she needed to do. Did Mordechai hold it against her, says Elio Navi? No. Shenemar, Vayavor Mordechai. Vayavor Mordechai means, like we said before, Vayavor Hashem Apana Vayikra. I'll take a Vayavor, Vayavor. Then Mordechai didn't look, he didn't care. He continued on. And as the pasuk says, Mikael Kamay Chanois Oven Va'over Al Pesha. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was over Al Pesha. Such a gewaldic limud for us, because you know, we go through our lives and the weeks and the days, and not everything goes the way that we'd like them to. And people upset us and they do things for us. So So we see from here, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes is that, okay, you may have done something wrong, you may have wronged me, but as soon as it's over, I forgive you. Hashem doesn't hold it against, the Mordechai doesn't hold it against Esther. The Mefarshim here, they wonder, what does it mean when we said before, you may have picked up on this, it says when we're describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He sees everything which will happen, and He sees only for the good, and He doesn't look for the bad. So we said about Hashem that He's an usher v'sameach b'chalko. What does that mean, that Hashem is an usher v'sameach b'chalko? HaKadosh Baruch Hu who usher sheyish lo kol hashleima. So here in the footnote, quoting from Tovei Chaim v'Yeshuas Yaakov, he says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an usher because He has all shleimus v'ein lo tzorech l'avei nesinu. He really doesn't need what we do. As the pasuk says in Iyov, "Im tzadakta matitin lo." Even if we do ma'isim tovim and we're tzadikim, do we really do anything for Him? Va'afal pichin hu sameach b'chelko. And even though He doesn't need us, He's happy with our chelek. Who is Hashem's chelek? Ba'Yisrael. Be'Yisrael shenishmasam chelek ala kamimal. As the pasuk says, "Ki chelek Hashem amar." That we are Hashem's portion. Umekabel nachas ruach mevedesin. Even though He doesn't need us. But He has tremendous nachas from us. V'zu teiv gadoi lelano shezikono la'asais nachas ruach lefani yisbech. What could be greater? What could be a greater thing? A greater schus that we have, that we're able to serve the Ribbono Shel. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, that although I have everything in this world, that I don't need anything, I take special pride in you, and I say about you, Sameach b'chelki, I'm happy with my portion, because you, Klal Yisrael, you're my portion. How much more so can we learn from this? How much to be besameach in our chelik, that our chelik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many times have we read the Mishnah Pirkei Avos where it says, Ezehu Asher HaSameach B'chalka? The real emes pshat in that is, as Ezehu Asher HaSameach B'chalka, everybody will have his own taich on what that chelik is according to where he's holding in life. Whether it's his parnasa, whether it's his family, and whether it's his good looks or whatever it is. The emes pshat is, HaSameach B'chalka is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his chelik. That's the emes pshat. As soon as we start to allow ourselves to shape our vision, to be able to see that no matter what goes on in life, and we say about that, that's my chelik, well, I wish it really wasn't my chelik, because this is really hard. It's difficult for me to have this as my chelik. But if a person understands and he holds true to the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is my chelik, such a chelik, it's such a big portion, that chelik, that all the other chalakim in our lives, which we feel that they hurt, that they're not the way that we want them to be, they will all become bottled to that chelik. Not just bottled b'shishim bottled, but alfi havdol b'talim. That's how much it'll become bottled. Such a bittle to that, the fact that we have. And that's why the tzaddikim, they live such a life b'simcha. They live such a life b'simcha, not because they had tricks that we didn't know. It's because when they asked themselves the question, when they read the Mishnah, and they said, Sameach b'chalko, and they said, what is that chelik that the Tana is talking about? They're able to zero in on that one chelik, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my life. And as soon as they had pshat and Mishnah like that, then they had simcha in their lives, and everything else was just commentary and secondary. So that's a limud which comes out of just, you know, running through the words of Eliyahu HaNavi as if this wasn't the main point. And there's many instances like this throughout the Sefer where every single word of every Sefer has to be counted for sure 1,000 times more. The Sefer of Eliyahu HaNavi. Every single thing which he writes, and there's many beautiful chidushim along the way, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sameach b'chelko, and it really goes in, ties into the vort. It's because he loves Klai Yisrael so much, and he's sameach with his chilek, he's willing to forgive very quickly the things which we do, even though we rock the world when we made the ego. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I don't want to see from it, I don't want to know about it. Macholach, macholach, macholach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Because he's so happy with his chilek, with Klai Yisrael. So we should be able to reciprocate them into Hashem, that we're learning the Sefer, coming together by Malav HaMalka to escort the Shabbos Malchus, we should be zeicha to feel mamish ve'emes, that Ezehu Asher, that Shabbos is Ashirus, and Tfilin is Ashirus, and Tzitzis is Ashirus, and Mezuzah is Ashirus, and Shalom Bayis is Ashirus, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mashbit to us, and for God's Klal Yisrael, all types of Ashirus in the coming week. Amen. Amen.